They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Welcome back to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, and today we're talking Quick Tech Tip with David. Our topic is avoiding junkware. And junkware is that stuff, you know, those third-party software offers that you see, and we get tricked into clicking on them, and then suddenly it just latches onto our computer and everything else and, you know, puts any number of little things in front of us. And so I think this is a good one for us to delve into a little bit. So, hey, David.
Good morning.
Tell us all about how we can avoid junkware.
Yeah, junkware, third-party software offers. There's another name for it that I won't mention because this is a kid-friendly podcast. But everybody has had this happen to them before. You go to install a legitimate piece of software like, Java or Adobe Air, Adobe Reader, or something like that, which is totally fine. That's legit. But what's happened is these vendors have started putting third-party software offers somewhere in the installation of the package. And it's generally, by default, it's automatically selected to install. And if you're not paying close attention and you deselect those items, the next thing you know, you've got this junkware on your computer.
Yeah, it drives me nuts because you guys don't know this, but I mean, David has saved me a couple of times because not too long ago, I was trying to get a one of those book readers, an e-book reader onto my desktop, and found one that gets recommended highly by lots of e-book providers, and downloaded it, and right along with the download, it seemed like about 5,000 other third-party types of junkware, and so the computer was just like, oh my gosh, I don't think I want to work today, and it had to be all cleared out of there. Why do they do that?
Well, you know, it's advertising. Yeah, advertising, right. and you know, these companies, what they want to be able to do is say, hey, we've got 40 million, our application is installed on 40 million computers,
right.
But they fail to say that it was through kind of nefarious means that it was installed, but they use that as a bargaining chip, you know, for advertising. And, you know, like, what is third-party software offers? Everybody's seen them. One of the worst is the Ask Toolbar.
Right.
The 24/7 help, people having trouble with their computer and they think that this software will magically fix it. The PC Cleaner Pro, Price Gong, Weather Bug, different things. I mean, there's a ton of them. Unfortunately, some of them are really hard to uninstall, or it takes several steps.
Gotcha.
Some of them you can just go in and uninstall them, and they don't complain. But it's still, many of these applications, they connect to your web browser, and when you open up your web browser, you've got 14 different search bars, and it just really makes it hard to browse. Or they will come up when you turn on your computer, and they'll be resident in your computer, taking up memory,
right,
making your computer run slower, and you don't need them to start with.
That's what is killer about it, is that you don't need them to start with, and it already is a distraction because you got to find them. And one of the things that I like that you mentioned when we were talking about this before we recorded is that you kind of get tricked into it because you got to be paying attention to those little buttons that you're clicking on that say next, 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 because we get used to, yeah, I agree with the statement. I'm not going to read 3 million words about what I won't do with this. And so next. Oh, look, there's another next button. Oh, click, 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 click. Suddenly you're going, why did I click that next button?
Yeah, we have no one to blame but ourselves because it clearly states on one of the pages, one of the installation pages, we're going to install the Ask toolbar, and we're going to make ask.com your default web page. And unless you deselect those items, it's going to install it. So how does this really work? Okay, let's say that you go to Java and you download the Java program that you're going to install. You click on the program to start the installation process. And like you say, you click next, and maybe on the third or fourth page is that statement that they're going to install the third-party software, and you never read it, you never look at it. Like you say, you're just ready to get it installed because you're running behind anyway. So you install the junkware in addition to your third-party software.
And the sad thing is, it's just that quick too. It's like, and then afterwards though is when you're paying for it, and because then everything else slows down, but it's just like that. Is there any advice you have for just to help people avoid that?
Absolutely. How do you avoid junkware? Number one is when you download software, if it's Java, if it's Adobe, if it's Shockwave, whatever, download it from a legitimate site on your computer. I can't tell you the times that I've seen people go to wevegotfreesoftware.com and there's 100 places that you can click on that will just start installing things. So number one, if you're downloading Adobe Reader, go to the Adobe site, adobe.com, to download it from them.
Gotcha.
Okay? Now, that's one thing you can do. The next thing is when you start the installation process, read every page. And when you get to the screen where it's prompting you and warning you that it's going to install this junkware on your computer, deselect it. Remove the check marks from the little boxes.
Right now, okay. David, I feel like you're talking to me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay because I need to hear this.
But, you know, and make sure that you deselect that. Now, the biggest thing I would say is to tell people to slow down.
Right.
And you can avoid a lot of these problems. And finally, if you're in doubt at all, don't do it. Don't continue with the install and say, maybe it'll be okay. Just don't. You can cancel the installation at any time. Just make sure that you read every page, every screen, and you deselect the junkware.
But that's great advice. And I think you may have also mentioned something about fake download buttons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and what that is and it's hard to blame these websites because they're trying to generate revenue to stay in business.
Yeah.
So if you go to a site and you're going to download and they have legitimate downloads, but the problem is hidden in really small letters is, you know, Java download. And then they got these big buttons, download now.
Right.
And it'll put junk on your computer if you're not careful. So but the biggest thing is slow down, take your time, read what's going on. And I got to tell you, we've got consultants that are out in the field.
Right.
And I love them because, and there's one in particular that used to work here. And she will call me anytime something strange is going on with her computer and say, David, you know, I was doing this and this came up. I don't want to do that, do I? And I'll go, no, you don't. And thanks for calling, because she just saved me and her tons of time because she knows that something's not right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. At least she called. That's a good one.
Absolutely. I love it when I get those calls.
Always being proactive is a good thing. So to kind of recap, you actually have, I believe, five things to think about to help you avoid junkware. I mean, five steps to avoiding junkware, and I think the first one was Number one was download software from a reliable source.
Absolutely. Download from a reliable source. Beware of fake download buttons.
Number two, beware of fake.
Make sure that you're clicking on what you really want.
Excellent. Number three is?
Be alert during the software installation. Read every page carefully.
Number four.
Make sure that you deselect any options to install additional software.
And I love number five. Number five.
When in doubt, don't do it.
Awesome. Incredible. I almost said incredible device. That's good. Yeah. Incredible advice. You know, junkware just drives me nuts. And I know it does you too, David. And I know it does our audience. So in today's quick tech tip, it's all about giving you some information that can help you get through those days. And today we're talking avoiding junkware. And I hope that you'll pay attention to David's five ways to avoid that junkware. David, thank you very much for this great advice today.
My pleasure. One thing I want to add is, before you do anything, make sure you actually need the software that you're attempting to download.
I like that advice. Do you actually need it? Good stuff there. You know, because sometimes when it's free, we just want to say, it's free, therefore I need it.
There you go, yeah.
We don't really, do we? Well, thank you again, David. It's awesome advice, and I challenge everyone to put his advice and his five steps to avoiding junkware to use today. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.